John, what do you make of the outcome tonight?
I really haven't thought about that much. I think the people of Nelson are looking for a bit of stability and a way to move the community forward in a thoughtful manner, and they felt that I was the right person to do that.
Going into today, how confident were you about the outcome, or did you have any predictions?
I thought it would be close, but I've known for about 2 weeks now that we were doing the right thing. And the bottom line is that I had a team of people working extremely hard every day of the week. Like, we didn't let up, and I thought, this is going to work. It was basically hard work. It was old-fashioned, on-the-ground politics, like put your boots on and get out there and talk to people. And I was out there every morning, like 7 o'clock, down to the A&W, the coffee shops, and on and on and on. And along with the team of people I had behind me, and it worked.
Was it easier or harder to campaign from a position of being on the outside looking in?
No, it wasn't easier. It was. I think it was a little bit harder, actually, because there was some stuff thrown out there that was false. And nowadays, the way things are going, it's pretty hard to recover sometimes. So it wasn't easier. I had to, I just kept. I probably worked harder in this election than I did in any before. It's interesting. I knew that I needed to work hard. But at the same time, I've known since last May, that there's a lot of people in Nelson that wanted change. And they were asking me constantly to put my name forward. And, a couple of weeks before the deadline, I thought, okay, I brought a group of people together that talked to me. And I said, okay, what's your thoughts? And they said, okay, we're behind you if you go forward. And the rest is history.
Right. When you were campaigning, what were the things that people were bringing up? If they wanted things to change, what was it that they want changed?
I said to Bob Keenan tonight, it was like death by 1,000 cuts, in my opinion. There was no, you couldn't put your finger on any one thing, but you could put your finger on a number of issues. Refusing to allow 7-year-old kids to play baseball at Lions Park. Doubling the fees at the Glacier Gymnastics Club. Changing the size of the garbage bags that your garbage had to go in your garbage cans. They don't seem like, they are big things and they're important to a lot of people. The seniors parking pass. The cleanliness of the downtown. The Christmas lights. I mean, the list was literally endless. And I talked to a lot of, we knocked on 1,000 doors. And I can tell you right now that it was a wide breadth of disillusionment in the community. And last but not least was they felt that there was the indecision at the council table, referring things back, issues back to staff. Even the cannabis shops, like they had 3 different decisions on the cannabis shops, 3 or 4 on the pedestrian bylaw, couldn't come up with an idea to deal with panhandling downtown core. It was just a multitude of things, and like I said, death by 1,000 cuts.
Some of those things you mentioned, do you imagine they're going to be revisited, or are they firmly entrenched now?
No, most of them will be revisited for sure. And then, last but not least, I said this once already, but the increase to council in the stipend. And I don't think people had a problem with that as such. They think people, council should be paid fairly. But what people had a problem with was when you appoint a committee to make a recommendation and then you overrule them. And not only do you overrule them, but you double the allowance that they actually offered up to the council in the first place. That was a big blow right there.
What do you think of the council that has been elected?
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, no.
I mean, Greg, I've had the experience of working with 3 completely different councils when I was mayor in my 3 previous terms. And I was able to work with every one of them, and they all brought something different to the table. But we were able to move things forward as a group. And I have no doubt that we'd be able to do the same.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add?
Not at all. Other than thanks to everybody that came out and supported me, and thanks to every candidate, actually, that put their name forward, regardless of whether they won or lost tonight.